Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I know me and Charles are dragging today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. Yeah, we're starting a little bit after 10 today. As many of you know, we had our phenomenal EPNET Legacy Awards Ball on Saturday. And goodness gracious, Charles and I have been dragging ever since then. What a wonderful time we had. I'm just going to start the call off this morning basically talking about the EPNET Legacy Awards Ball. If you have never been, oh my goodness, I don't even know what to tell you. That is one event that you should have as a staple on your calendar every single year. Deals were made on Saturday night. Connections were made on Saturday night. Indeed, it was a phenomenal time of honoring phenomenal entrepreneurs and professionals, I can't even talk to them, who are leaving a living legacy. And what I explained to everybody on Saturday night, it's not just an awards ball. And those who get that, when they come, they get a phenomenal experience. You never know who's in the room. There truly were a lot of high-level people, a lot of government people. So even those of you who have jobs, there were some folks in that room that were able to hire in the government DS-14s, 15s, and I think the highest is what, FDS. A lot of folks in the room connected and really made some top-level connections. So I cannot stress enough that that is an event that you have to press your way to be at, because you just never know who you are going to meet. But indeed, it was a phenomenal time. So we welcome you back to our call today. And even though Charles and I are dragging, because it's a lot of prep and a lot of breakdown, we didn't get back to our room until almost 3 o'clock in the morning. So it usually takes us a couple days to get ourselves together. But we are pressing our way to be on the call with you today, and we are so glad that you are with us. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET, and on behalf of my amazing husband, Charles, and myself, we really want to thank you once again for being on this call. We don't take it for granted, because we know that everybody's busy on Mondays, but you're taking the time to jump on this call with us to get your Monday motivation. And you know, believe it or not, you guys motivate us. I know a lot of you I get inbox messages from on Facebook, and you always say that we motivate you, but believe me when I tell you that this call also motivates Charles and I as well. And we're so glad that you're part of the EPNET Top Level family. He's back. My awesome husband is back with me today, and I'm so glad that he's here. He's dragging a little bit as well. But before I bring him on, I know a couple people on Saturday, we told them about this call, the Top Level Monday Motivation Call, and they wondered, why do we call it the Top Level Monday Motivational Call? And we call it that because we have declared and decreed that this year we are going to the top, top, top. Everything we've lost over the last 10 years, and I love that number 10, because I know that encompasses a lot of stuff for us. If y'all think back over the last 10 years, we've lost a lot of stuff, right? Some of the things we lost is probably a good thing, but we've lost some things that the devil thinks that he stole, and we want to get it back. I really, truly believe that deep in my soul, that by the end of this year, some lost friendships, some lost relationships, some lost business, and some lost money is going to be recovered. We believe that, we receive it, and we speak that out in the name of Jesus. So we have to just believe that anything that we've lost will be recovered. So I want you to touch your phone. Come on, y'all know the drill. Touch your phone and repeat this simple sentence. Everything that we have lost will be recovered by the end of 2014. Mm-hmm. say it again, everything that we have lost will be recovered by the end of 2014. If you said that simple sentence, I believe that the atmosphere has already started shifting and things are starting to be aligned up in your favor. And so those things that you've lost are going to be recovered. So it's spoken. It is. So, all right, let me bring him on, my amazing husband. He is the Vice President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, and he actually has his own company. Talk to Charles, Charles L. and Associates. So let me present to some and introduce to others, none other than my phenomenal husband.
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EBNET. I am Charles Brown. And once again, I'd like to welcome everyone to the call this morning. As Teresa said, we got kind of rolling up a little late this morning, kind of dragging a little bit, but it is worth it. For everyone who was at the ball on Saturday night, really enjoyed you. As Teresa was talking about, making some excellent connections, made one really big connection, I believe, right before we left that night. And it was just a phenomenal time to get together with everyone and not just do and talk about business, but to get out and celebrate other entrepreneurs, just celebrate people that your regular everyday person wouldn't even know because we're out there and getting up grinding every day. So we had a great time. We look forward to it again next year. We're already excited about it, and it's 12 months away. It's kind of like that day after Christmas. You know how you get up Christmas morning? Well, I'm talking about when we were little. And you get up, you got all your toys, you're playing, you're having a great time, and the next day, it's like only 12 more months till Christmas again. So it really is that level of excitement. And at any other networking event we have, you're all definitely welcome to come out, spend some time with us, network, and just start building those relationships. So before we get too far into the call, we want to open up the call the same way we open up each week and at every event and experience with EBNET, and that is with a word of prayer. So for those of you on the call with us, definitely bow with us. If you're behind the wheel right now, definitely keep your eyes open, but pray with us in spirit. If you are back on the job, don't let them see you with your eyes closed. They're going to think you're sleeping. But definitely be praying with us in the spirit also. Father in heaven, we just come to you this morning giving you thanks once again. We just thank you for allowing us to rise up and see yet another day, a beautiful sunshiny day that you have made. We just thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for the many hearts and hands that just come together and work together to bless one another. Father, we thank you for everyone that's on the call right now. We just speak peace into each person's household, into each person's situation, just knowing that even if they're going through right now, that you are right there to take them through and not leave them right in the middle of the test. And we just believe and thank you for who you are. And we thank you for Teresa this morning. We just thank you for everything that's going forth in our businesses right now. Touch each and every person's business that's on the line right now. And we just claim it done right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, the same way we had on Saturday, Teresa, a lot of new people in the room. Because we had those new people in the room, guess who we have on the call this morning? We have new people on the call. Because we have new people on the call, the question always comes up, who is EBNET and what do we do?
Who is EBNET? EBNET is a business building organization, and we do that by having different experiences and events to bring business owners as well as professionals together so we can all grow our businesses together. And just like I said on Saturday, I know we say this all the time on the call, but, you know, you really have to actually physically be at an EBNET experience to understand it and what we mean by that, because we've all been to networking events where people walk around the room, or actually one event we went to, somebody was running around the room and just handing out their cards. This is my card. This is my card. That is not building a relationship. We don't do that at EBNET. We make sure that people actually get together, sit down, and talk to one another and build those relationships. And even if I can't use your services, somebody I know might be able to use them. And even if you're not really, you know, having your own business right now, but you want to on this one in the future, there might be somebody that can help you and mentor you so you can go to that next level and actually start your business. So that's what we do at FNET, and we love to have our experiences face-to-face. I know a lot of people like to do webinars and that kind of thing. We will do some of those as well, but we believe in that physical interaction, face-to-face experience, because that's really how you build relationships. So we invite you, if you have not, as of yet, come on through and grow your business and your bottom line with us.
Yes, please do. Please do. Please do. And as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, inspire entrepreneurs. Because a lot of times, a lot of us out there, especially as entrepreneurs, especially if you have a sole proprietorship, it's that feeling that, you know what, I am out here by myself. I'm getting up. I'm on my grind. I put my plans together for the year. I put my business plans together. It's not where I thought it was going to be financially. I'm not where I believed I was going to be on paper. And sometimes it can be very stressful, and you just feel like giving up. So a big part of the reason why we do this call is just to really help the entrepreneur who may be doing well or may not be doing well, may be struggling and feel like they're doing it by themselves, but you have people in your corner that you can call, get in contact with, get that word that you really needed to hear just for that moment, and be able to get up and just continue on in your business, in your work week, whatever it is. And we also live the lives that you live. I'm an entrepreneur myself, yet at the same time, working a full-time job. A lot of us are working full-time and working our businesses, just looking for that day where we can say, you know what, I'm off the job and I'm just working for my business and not working for anyone else. And then Teresa's a full-time entrepreneur. So for you full-time entrepreneurs, wherein you get up and you don't know what the day is going to hold, we really understand your life either way, and we're right there with you.
All right, you know what time it is, guys. It is time.
It's about that time.
Yeah, and Lord knows we need it today, because me and Charles are dragging. I know y'all can hear it in our voices. We've been resting for the last all day yesterday, and Charles told me this morning, we got to get moving. The call is in an hour. I'm like, oh, Lord, we got to get up and get moving. So it is time for our affirmation. So wherever you are, we want you to stand it on up and be part of our affirmation. I'm about to go out and see who's on the call. Like I told y'all about a week or so ago, I set the call up, and then I go and start doing other things, so I never really see who's on the call until I actually make the time to go back into that field to see who is actually rolling with us. So let me see who's on the call with us this morning. Let's see. All right, bear with me. Let's see. Oh, Lady Victoria Cooper is
on the call.
Yes, Lady Victoria Cooper, thanks so much for joining in all the way from Orlando, Florida. Lady Victoria is on the call.
We have to make sure she's at the ball next year.
Lady Victoria, you need to be at that ball, girl. You missed it. It was phenomenal. Not phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Tia Tenacious is on the call. Woo-hoo. Lady T, you missed it too, girl. That was a phenomenal Legacy Awards ball. And we are so glad that you're on the call today. But next year, we want to see your face in the place. Let me see who else is on the call. Zafara Fitz is on the call.
Zafara's on the call.
Hey, Zafara. How are you, sweetie? See, but Zafara is the one that be making me motivated, because I be dragging. On the days I'm dragging, Lady Zafara is the one that perks me up. So, Zafara, I'm so glad you're on the call today. Thanks for joining in, sweetie. Let me see who else is on there. Uh-oh, there's my girl. Karen Johnson Gilliam is on the call. You know, last week, Lady Karen Johnson Gilliam gave us a good word. We actually did something different. We did speed motivation, and we opened up the phone and let some of our listeners join in and say a few words. And Lady Karen, she blessed us last week. Wow. unmerited, uncommon favor was the theme of her speed motivation nugget, and we appreciate her so much. You know what, Karen, that one little word that you gave really helped me throughout the week, so I just want you to know that we appreciate you, and thank you so much for being on the call. All right, everybody, let's get it on up. Come on and join in. I can't shout everybody out. There's a lot of numbers I don't recognize, but we appreciate you for being on the call with us today. And we want you to stand up if you can. I know Lady Tia can't because she's at work today, so she got to just shake her leg.
She got to shake her leg.
Victoria's at work. She got to shake her leg, too. So if you cannot stand up physically to say the affirmation, say it. Mouth the words if you can. Don't let nobody hear you yelling it out. we don't want you to get in trouble. Oh, there's my girl. I see Karen Carter is on the call.
Sister Karen Carter.
Lady Karen Carter. And, of course, Karen was with us on Saturday, so she knows how phenomenal the event was. And Karen is my right-hand man or right-hand woman when it comes to that dinner, and I appreciate her so much for all the help that she gives us each and every year on Legacy Awards Ball. Lady Karen, thanks so much for being on the call today and also for all the help that you give us. We love you, my dear. Okay, so y'all ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We dragging. Karen just sent me a text. Y'all dragging this morning. Yep. We dragging, Lady Karen. So we need you yelling it out into the atmosphere, this affirmation that we about to say. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
No, I don't know, Charles. You don't look like you ready.
I look like I'm ready.
I thought you was going to say, you don't sound like you ready. I know. We getting ready, y'all. We dragging, but we about to get ourselves on track. So repeat after us.
Well, we about to work our way through it the same way we might, that everybody might struggle at one time or another in your business. You just got to work through it. That's what we about to do. We about to work through it and give it 150% anyway.
That's right.
So you're going to repeat after us like you know your business is just going to blow up this week, because you know what? It is. And we are going to finish the year strong and finish it together, helping one another get to the top. So here we go. I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Now, y'all know that I'm going to stop when we say amazing, because I ain't even sound like I was amazing. Now, when we say amazing, we got to put our hand motions in it. We got to put our body in it. And we got to speak it out from our stomach that we are amazing. So, we're going to do that one. One more again.
Like you know it. I am.
I am. Amazing! That was pretty good.
That was excellent. So y'all need to say amazing, just like Teresa did.
Mm-mm, no.
Huh?
Come on now, Charles. You got to say it like I said it. Come on.
I am amazing.
We're going to give Charles an A for effort.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
Because he tried. So, very good, honey. Very
My
good.
Amazing was amazing.
Yes, it was.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am.
And this is our new affirmation statement. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
I'm going to say it again. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
You know, every time we say it, I just feel that shift into the atmosphere, because it's like you are speaking out that your blessings, your finances, your money, those clients are all on the way. And that's because you're entering into your wealthy place. So we're going to say it one more time, and I want you to say this out as loud as you can, even if you're at work and you can't say it that loud. I want you to mouth it into the atmosphere. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And
highly.
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 Highly. Favored.
Favored. Mm-hmm. And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do y'all believe that?
I believe it.
Do y'all really believe it?
I know I believe it.
All right, if you believe it, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five your desk if you're at work, high-five the steering wheel if you're driving,
mm-hmm.
and say, I am taking my business
to the top.
To the top.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See, that last affirmation is one of those where you can actually put some head movements in it, some neck movements. I'm taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Snap your fingers, all that kind of stuff.
All right. Woo-hoo! All right.
And we got to remember, as we are taking our businesses to the top, we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab someone else's hand, and pull someone with us, helping taking their business to the top also.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know why we say this affirmation? And we say it before each and every FNET experience, because we believe if you keep speaking a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, it will come to pass. Not might,
mm-hmm.
not maybe. It will come to pass. So guys, you gotta speak life. Speak life, speak good things. Speak positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And watch your life, watch your family, and watch your circumstances change. And you know what? They're going to change.
Oh,
they're
going to
change for the better.
They will. They will change for the better. And we're not just saying that because we do say it a lot of times on the call, but we have actually seen and experienced it, especially in 2014. And if I can take us back to January, to the first call, when we were saying that a lot of times in January, a lot of us say the same things. You know what? This is my year, and this is my year. And how many of you said in 2013, this is my year, 2012, this is my year? And a lot of times we'll say it doesn't come to fruition, so the next year we'll say the same thing. But this past January, we said, you know what? This is our year, and we're not just saying it. And as we have spoken these things into existence, door after door after door has been opened, and we've just been walking into those blessings. And it truly has been the year that our businesses are going to the top. And we've seen a lot of people that we've networked with whose businesses are going to the top. And we're actually being able to see that.
Amen, amen, amen. So y'all just keep speaking out positivity. Speak that affirmation out every single day. I know we say it on Mondays, but I don't want y'all just to say it on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Say it every single day. Say it before you have to make a presentation. Say it before you have to go meet with your boss. Say it before you have to go meet a client, and pump yourself up, because you are an entrepreneur. You are outstanding. You are amazing. You are consistent. You are remarkable. And you have to keep speaking that affirmation out every single day. The more you speak it, the more those good things are going to come into your life. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And amen. I was kind of laughing when you said before you go in and speak to your boss, because a lot of times your boss wants to tell you how unamazing you are. So a lot of times you have to say before you walk in and have that conversation, you know what? I am amazing. I am amazing.
That's right. That's right. All right. So last week, like I mentioned earlier, we opened up the calls for speed, motivation. And we've only done that once before, and we got the name of speed motivation from Melanie Expires, who was also with us on Saturday. And Melanie titled it for us, and we love it, Speed Motivation. We had three phenomenal folks that just randomly, we said, come on, if you want to speak to the people, come on and say a few words. And so we had Brother Ricky Wilson all the way from St. Louis,
Brother
Missouri.
Ricky Wilson from the Lou Humble.
He gave us a good word. Brother Rob House. Brother Rob has also been on Speed Motivation before. He always has something good for the people. And then we had Karen Johnson Gilliam, and she also gave us a good word for the people. So we appreciate our speed motivation. We'll do it again. We'll probably do it two more times before the end of the year. We always love doing it because it's truly random. We never, ever know who's going to get on the call and what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it, every single time, it blesses us deep in our soul. So we appreciate that so very, very much. Now today, me and Charles, we're going to just freestyle. We don't really have an actual real topic for you guys. We just really wanted to just do the call to really encourage you today. And we just hope that wherever you are, that you are getting yourself pumped up for the week, not just for the day, for the week. We're in the home stretch. 2014 is almost over, but it ain't over yet. So we still got some time to make sure that we are taking our businesses to the top and getting in position for 2015. So I want Charles just to say a few words tonight, today, about, you know, positioning ourselves for 2015 and what steps we should take so we can make sure we are going to the top.
Now, as Teresa said, we had not planned this, so I'm looking at it right now like, who, me? but as you're saying that, I'm actually remembering the words. We had one of our good friends and networkers, Miss Sylvia Henderson, on a few weeks ago, and that was actually the title of her topic that particular morning. Are you going to make it? Fourth quarter actions to still get your ideas implemented. So as we're talking about literally finishing that fourth quarter, because there's only 2 months left in the year, a lot of times our mind frame can start moving to, you know what, Thanksgiving's about to come up and we're planning for that, and Black Friday, what am I going to purchase? I got to get these Christmas gifts. I know some people are buying Christmas gifts in the second and third week in November, and if that's what someone's doing personally, of course, that's perfectly fine. Yet at the same time, you cannot forget, especially entrepreneurs, that you have a business to run. You can't just stop your business in November and December because here come the holidays and here comes somebody's birthday on Thanksgiving or something like that, like mine, if anybody wants to get a gift or anything. But you cannot forget those last 2 months of the year. You have to continue to bring it and keep it strong. So put together the same way you did at the beginning of the year, that business plan that you put together for 2014. If you're looking at it right now and it doesn't make sense because January you were thinking one thing and here it is almost November and something's totally different, put together that business plan just for November to keep you grounded, to keep you on track. First 3 weeks of November, I want to accomplish this, 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 and this in my business. First 3 weeks in December, I want to accomplish this, this, this. And already start that outline for your business plan for 2015 if you have not done it yet. So those things that we want to give you today. We've already done the motivational part, and now it's more of the, you know what, this is what I need to do to stay focused part. We have some new connections this weekend. If you were not at the ball and you were somewhere else and you got some more connections, make sure you're taking those connections and putting them to work. The fortune is in the follow-up. A lot of times we'll go, we'll get those cards, we'll say to people right there at the event, I'm going to stay in contact with you, I'm going to call you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to send you an email. A month goes by, 2 months goes by. You look on your desk, hey, where did I meet this person at? It shouldn't happen that way. But then the next 48 hours, make sure you are on the phone. Do not miss that connection. You never know what you miss out on in your business.
Amen. That's right.
So just want to give that word of encouragement, word of edification this morning, just to help keep us on track, keep us on the straight and narrow. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, and just make sure you stay focused in your business these last 2 months.
That's right. We got to stay focused. But you know what? We're going to end up the call right now. We're not going to hold you guys too long this morning. But I did want to say another little tidbit about the Epnet Legacy Awards on Saturday. Charles and I really enjoyed each and every one of you who came. It was so good to see some of our past awardees that came through. That's always such a blessing when you have past awardees that still stay connected with you. That's when you know you're doing something right. And it was just so good to see Rob House and his wife, and Sharon Bullock was there. Lisa Ennis was there. These are our past awardees. Rob and Cheryl, all the way from Delaware,
mm-hmm.
They are past awardees. They came down. Kimberly Gilchrist, she's a past awardee. So it was so great to see our past awardees also take part and really celebrate and pump up the current awardees. So for those of you who don't know, I want to give a special shout out to our FNET Legacy 2014 awardees, Melinda Emerson, Mary Hudgens, Lady Tina Harmon, Mackenzie Adams,
mm-hmm.
Marcus Taffin, R.E. Squires, Jan Fox, Pastor Shiretta and James Galladay, Gwen Fields, Nick and Melissa Brown, and Colonel Keith Schultz. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. We cannot stress enough how awesome these awardees are. If you have not connected with them, we'll be putting out official pictures. I just got an email from our photographer. The official pictures were probably done last night, but Charles and I slept all day yesterday. We were so tired. And this happens every FNET Awards weekend. We're just so tired the day after. But we'll be putting out those official pictures. I'm going to try to put them out today. So be on the lookout. We just love this awards program. I know we keep talking about it. I had 10 people come up to me after the awards program, and they made a comment about everything that happened during the program, in a good way. It started off with Lady Tina Harmon. Tina was one of our awardees this year, but Tina always prays over our event. And I know people ask, well, why do you always get the same person every year? Because when Tina prays, the whole event, the whole atmosphere changes. And I just strictly believe if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's why I try to have my same team that helps us every year, Karen and Lee and Rebecca. And we try to have the same folks do certain things because we know when those folks are in it, when their hand is in it, it's always blessed. So it started off with Tina praying. I had some people come up, oh, who was the person who prayed?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Linnell Lightfoot. Oh, my Lord. Lady Linnell Lightfoot brought the house down. If y'all have never heard her sing, all I got to say is that woman is anointed. And then, of course, our band, Blue Nephew, they brought the house down. I had people say they thought Frankie Beverly was in the room. So, I mean, it's not just one thing with the Epnet Legacy Awards. It's everything. You have to be there for the experience. So I want you guys right now to start planning to be at the Epnet Legacy Awards for 2015. We haven't released the date yet. We got to figure out which location if we're going to go back to the Gaylord. I'm going to take a poll. The Gaylord did a great job. The food was fabulous and phenomenal. So we may go back there next year, or we may go and do something different. It all depends. But we will definitely let you guys know by middle of November what the date is for next year's FNET Legacy Award. And I don't want to hear, oh, we ain't got the money. You got 12 months to plan to put a couple dollars aside every week to get to that FNET Legacy Awards. Early bird pricing is probably going to be $99 again. So just plan on, okay, I got to have my ticket for $99 to get to that FNET Legacy Awards ball. But it was phenomenal. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And we're so pleased with each and every one of our awardees. And again, we will be releasing those pictures later today. So be on the lookout so you can see all the good stuff and all the phenomenal outfits. I haven't really officially put my address out there because I know a couple people ask me, what did your dress look like? I saw some folks putting pictures out, but hopefully I'll have a close-up picture of my dress so that everybody can see it. But we really, really enjoyed each and every one of our awardees. Everybody looked beautiful. Everybody there looked so beautiful. And I think that's one of the reasons we love doing that event, because you see all of these entrepreneurs and professionals dressed in their finest gowns and tuxes and suits, and it's just really good to see people in a different, you know, atmosphere. And I know that's something Tina and I talked about this weekend. You know, people need to let their hair down sometimes. You got to always make sure people see you balanced. You can't always just see people stuffy and on a business side. You got to build a relationship on a personal side. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what it's all about. And we appreciate you guys once again for being on this call. I know me and Charles are dragging a little bit. We sound a little bit better, though, aren't we, honey?
Just a little bit.
We dragging a little bit earlier, but we trying to get ourselves back on track. So, again, we appreciate you. We love you guys. We love our top-level listeners because you guys, can, you know, you guys do it for me and Charles. You guys make us better. You guys push us to do better, and we just appreciate you so very much. And we will be having an FNET networking event sometime in November, so be on the lookout. I've had some people stop me on Saturday night. When's the next event? Can we finish this one? But we will have a networking event probably in the evening in November, so we want as many of you as possible to come on out. We'll be making some announcements at that event, and more than likely we'll have the date for the next FNET Legacy Awards ball for 2015. So be on the lookout. Oh, you know what? I just remembered. Next year is our 10th year.
Oh, yeah.
Next year is our 10th FNET Legacy Awards ball. So you know it's going to be extra special and extra phenomenal. So I will definitely be in contact with all of our current Legacy Awardees. We'll be doing things with them throughout the year. And they're going to be an integral part in next year's Legacy Awards Ball because they're our immediate past awardees. So we'll definitely be letting you guys know what's going on. Make sure you stay connected. Keep your ears and your eyes open. You got anything else to add, Charles, before we close up the call today?
I know that sums it up.
All right. So once again, we thank you for joining us on this important call today.
Yes, we do.
Remember, we are FNET. But we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line,
mm-hmm,
one relationship
at
a time. And don't forget what Charles told you guys. Make sure that you are putting into practice each and everything that you need to do to close out 2014. We got to make sure that this next month, the end of October, and all of November, that you are putting into practice your steps of action that you're going to take so that your business will be all the way escalated to the top come January 1 of 2015. All right, guys. Thanks again for being on the call. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Y'all have a blessed week.
Take care.